Zion, Zion. He says a different pshat in the Gemara. It's a little bit of a chiddush. He's talking about people, he says, not as bad as the worst madrega, people whose whole umness is shakronus, but people who make up stories. And he says that they become so used to making up lies and so used to switching around the truth. They become used to it until it becomes a second nature to them. These are the liars that you can't believe what they say. And he says an interesting type in the Gemara that I never understood that way. Like Chazal say, this is the punishment of a liar. Even if he says the truth, we don't listen to him. What does that mean? Afilu oimer emes ein shaymin loy. So I always thought it meant like the boy who cried wolf. I always thought it meant that you're such a liar that even when you tell the truth, I don't listen to you. Zevi, what do you say pshat is? Kachu anshay shal badai, sha'afilu oimer emes ein shaymin loy. What's pshat?
The boy who cried wolf.
What do you mean? Even if he's telling the truth. Yeah, that's why I also thought pshat in the Gemara is. But so the Shemesh is a different pshat. No surprise. He says, Shekvar hitbiyu bohem haro hazayis. He says it's impossible for the guy to ever say the truth. He says the guy is so naturally a liar that it's so in his teva, this evil of being a liar, shelo yuchlu latzeis divrayam nikiyam and akosam mitaychim. They can't get a truthful sentence out of their mouth. So he says the pshat is that people omer emes ein shoymen loy means because it's not possible that he should really say an emes. That's right. We chiddush.
I guess the other way is also a little weird with somebody telling you, like obviously if you were like gonna stop believing you if you keep lying.
Right, it's good practical advice, but the Gemara is amazing, and that's a meduktik lashon. And the first part it is meduktik. Kachu anshe shel badai, someone who's like he is a liar. It's his nature. It's his definition. And even when he says the truth, we don't listen to him because he can't say the truth.
So what does it mean?
He doesn't know how to say the truth.
What does it mean? Shapul oimer emes. We can't say the emes. We're gonna have to go
oimer emes. Can't do that.
Even if he attempts to say the emes, or you think he's saying the emes, this time he was telling the truth. There's no this time. Shrek was a thing. The person has to be careful not to make up stories. This is what the Navi is mitzdayer. The Navi says it's tremendous stuff. You read that whole parak. I looked it up a few minutes ago. If you read that whole parak in Navi, it's a tsar, anguish-filled parak about the matzah of Klal Yisrael. Limdu l'shaynam daber sheker. They taught their tongues to speak sheker. Have to corrupt nilu. They tire themselves out being corrupt. It's a phrase. It means that they spent so much effort being corrupt. They mamish toiled in corruption. Have nilu. Okay, there's one more paragraph here in the Tzitzis Shalom about Sheker. And for us, I think it's going to be the most difficult one. And I want to be makdim with a letter from the Alpha von Kelm that I may have mentioned before, just because I think there's going to be... I had a big problem with this next paragraph. It was a very tough pill to swallow. And if I wouldn't have been giving a shiur in it, I probably could have learned it without it affecting me. I could have, like, fit it in a convenient place and gone right there. But since I had to actually come out and explain the words, so that didn't allow me to do that, and then I ended up getting stuck because he said something very uncomfortable. There's a letter from the altar like this. He writes that, and this is the Agav, you'll see the godless of the big Bali Musa, Alta von Kelm. His Rebbe, the Alta von Kelm's Rebbe, was Rabbi Shlomo Salanter. And he writes that Rabbi Shlomo Salanter told him something. Told him a verse, a Musa verse. And he told it to him many, many years ago. He says, I was pregnant with it for many years. 20 years or something, I don't remember exactly the number. Many, many, many years, he was sitting inside of him in his stomach. He was sitting this verse for many, many years. because I knew that I can't tell it to anybody. I can't tell it to a soul. Because if I'm going to tell it to somebody, they're going to listen to it, and they're not going to be nispoiled from it. This agav is an important thing to know, b'chlal. Every once in a while you hear a verse. This is a very, very important thing to know. Every once in a while you hear a verse, and you say it over to someone, and you're very excited for it. It's mamish exciting, geshmak of earth. And you want to say it over to someone with the full excitement. You mamish, you have to hear this verse. And you tell it over to someone, and the guy listens, and he goes, very nice. And he walks away. And you're like, here you had all this anticipation, excitement, enthusiasm. You're such a geshmak of earth. And the guy's like, yeah. I once wrote a whole Shtigl Torah, a page or two. I wrote it up and everything beautifully, and I gave it to someone older than me to read. I gave it to him, and he read it over, and he said, yeah, that's Pashut. Which part is the Chiddush? Oh, okay. Oh, I think maybe I left out a page. It's hard. So the Alter says, I can't say the verse over to someone who's not going to also be nispel from it. It loses the potency of the verse. It loses its effect. If I say it over to someone, then it's like letting out the air out of a balloon. Sometimes the verse, you have to watch who you say to, what your audience is, that they should also get carried along with it. If you're going to say it, and I've had the experience many times both ways, giving shiur, as long as you say a verse, and it drops like a lead balloon, so then you lost it for yourself also. It's a little bit, it becomes an aveda, in a chaval al da'avdin. You lost it also because you spelled it out, enthusiasm, and it dropped. Go. If the oilam gets carried in with it, carried into it, so then adrab, sometimes you can lose that also that way, but we'll talk about that another time, but at least it carries, like I see the enthusiasm reflected in other people. The author says he couldn't tell it over to anyone, because he knows that people are not going to be spoiled from it. And he says, I even tried it once. I told it over to an ish that was a gadol b'tayru u'b'muzer avalaymi darkeinu. He says, I told it over to someone who was a big time chacham in Tayru and Muzer, but not the derech that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter taught. A different derech. He was totally not impressed. Totally unimpressed. So I couldn't say it over to anyone. Why are people unimpressed? It's such a good verse that you've kept it in your stomach for 20 years. So why are people unimpressed? See, he teaches, and the Alter does this many times, he teaches there's no college course in the world, or the accumulation of all the college courses, that could teach you more psychology than that one sefer of letters of the Alter from Kelm. The depth of clarity and the mechanics of the subconscious is amazing. At a time in history, people didn't know that there was such a thing called the subconscious. It's incredible. So the Alter says like this. He says that there's a teva in the depths of a person, in the subconscious of a person, beneath his hakara, beneath his conscious mind, that doesn't want to shake the boat. People don't like to shake the boat. People are living a certain way, a certain lifestyle, a certain derech, and people don't like to shake the boat. So he says, so what happens when you hear something that demands that you shake the boat? I'll give you a mashal. Every once in a while you see a person who's not from, even by us here in Waterbury, you see someone who's not from walking, let's say, on a Simchas Torah or a Yontif, or hear a shmooze that's mamish, like a moving shmooze or an amazing story, and we're in a spell. How could he not be affected? Sometimes the guy is affected, we don't realize it, it takes a while. But sometimes we see, we just feel like he's just not affected. How could he not be affected by such a thing? And if this altar, that's the pshat. The pshat is that there's a defense mechanism inside of a person that if he hears something that demands that he change his life, he'll hear it, he'll understand it, and he will not be amazed by it. Like, okay, nice words, good words. And the altar writes in that letter that I'm going to tell it over to you, he's writing it to his Talmidim, because I know that you'll be fully affected by it. I read it, and I'll admit it, I was not affected by it. I didn't see what the big deal with this word was. Exactly like that guy of Aloymi Darkeinu. I read it, it was a good word. I didn't see that. After such an introduction, I expected, I'm like, I was shaking, I expected my whole world to change now. I'm going to hear the secret of life or something. It was a word, an interesting word. Most of the kavart, the inspiring kavart, because I was guilty of the same thing the author was talking about. Because to fully take that word into consideration means tremendous storms inside of a person. Ramamish, I experienced, as I'm reading it, I experienced it right then. I experienced alpha psychology. It happened to me. Okay, with that in mind, we're going to read this paragraph. The paragraph is about lying. Now, lying, we all think that liars are terrible. But Lemaisa, we all lie. Sarcasm, fooling people, jokes. We all lie. I shouldn't speak for everyone. Most people lie. They say lies. Not damaging lies, light lies, not such important lies, change the truth a little bit. Don't say it 100% accurately. We're not see-through, clear, clarity, like a piece of glass, transparent, that there's not a single ounce of sheker to us. We're not holding it. So let's read this Shtikol Mesilas Yesharim, and let's read it with an open mind. And I'm going to tell you a little secret. The Alter is one part of the letter I left out. The Alter says over there in that letter, how is it that he was effective? How come it didn't happen to him? How come when Rabbi Yisrael Salanter told him the verse, he didn't say, I'm not impressed? How come it hit him so hard? So he said, I'll tell you why. Because I have a midah that's called... You ready? I have a midah that's called hypocrisy. I'm a hypocrite. I can hear something, and know it's the right thing, and not do it. So therefore, that blocks that subconscious thing. I'm not in a situation now where I have to do everything I hear. So that allows me sometimes to hear things. If I had to do everything I hear, so I would stop hearing. But since I don't hide myself in the right time, I'll do it. First, let me just hear. So because I have that nida, that I'm a hypocrite, that allows me to hear Musar in a much deeper way. I can really be shaken from it. And then when I'm ready, and now I'm continuing, and then when I'm ready, I can incorporate it into my life, because I fully absorb the lesson. So let's read with an open mind, in a hypocritical way, without thinking about how we have to change. Let's read this paragraph. It sounds like a long hakdama for one paragraph in a subject that we spoke about already, but I don't know, for me, I was saying, I just, my digest, the words kept coming up, I kept trying to digest them, it kept coming up, you know, I was having a hard time with it, so you'll sympathize with my long introduction. V'yesh oid acher, and there are others, shechol yom kal mecholi harishayna, that their illness is lighter, is not as severe as the illness of the early ones who become mamish, the teva of liars. V'heim oisam she'enam kavuim kol kach b'sheker. And these are people that are not so kavua in sheker. They're not mamish liars, that they have this instinctive that they can't say a true word. They're instinctive liars. They're not like that. V'im yizdamin lahem? I'm sorry, I skipped. Elo shalo yachayshu lehisrachim, but they're not careful to keep away from lying. The inyis damilam, and if they chance upon a good lie to say, yoimruhu, they'll say it. Okay, here's the most difficult line for me. Uka'amim rabbi said many times, Ephraim, you can help me here? Many times, yoimruhu derech schaik, they say it as a joke, or in a similar fashion, v'loi kavana ro, without any bad kavana. I don't know, just in a total hypocritical fashion over here. It seems to me that the Mesilas Yesharim is saying that you're not allowed to lie even as a joke. Anybody have a different shot? Forget it, we're not going to change, we'll keep lying, hypocritically. But just, it seems to me, reading the Mesilas Yesharim, honestly, if we were to read it like a Gemara, like a Rishon, like an Akron, which he is, it seems to me that he's saying that you can't go into your roommate when it's 10:30 in the morning and he's still sleeping and go, the accountant's coming up the steps. And he's not. You can't do that. And the guy jumps up and you let him, I'm just joking. It's a harmless joke. Maybe it's even a good joke. Maybe it's even a kavana taiva, maybe.
Oh, you mean the day?
That we learned about, right? It could be there's a heter for that. Let's see. Not allowed to make a joke, is it? Debbie, what's going to be? It's going to be with the Shabbat Brachah speech. We're going to keep saying that, but what's Lysip? Shabbat Brachah speech. It's a very thing, no? But Amim Rabbis, Yaimru Derech Schaik. Okay, so let me finish the sentence here. The Amnam, Hachacham Haidianu, the Chacham told us, Shlaim Melech is the Chacham. She calls it that all of this, tell me, I think it's Pashur Shep, meaning the jokes, the sarcasm, the playing a good, you know, a little joke, the ride left without you, haha, no, it didn't. You know, a little joke. Shekol zehu hepech ritzayin haboyrei baruchu midas chasidim. But this is the opposite. Hepech, the opposite. V'na hapoichu. I'm trying to be very literal here. It's the opposite of the will of Hashem and his midas chasidus. Sounds like it's not a good idea to make jokes. Those types of jokes. Sometimes the funniest, funniest people are the people who say the truth. The truth sometimes hurts, and even better than a joke. I don't think it erases all humor, but a little bit is like, yeah. I try, if anyone wants to try to help me out of here, I try to find a way to read. He means, I looked up Rabbi Nagaina, I looked up here, the Pasuk says, Midvar Sheker Tirchuk. It doesn't say, there's no little Rashi over there that says, Chachamim Darshu Debederach Schaik Mutter. There's no such a thing. It says, now why it is that something that's so harmless, and it's just a joke, and everyone understands that it's a good humor, is also, that's what we spoke about in the last year. That there's something about raising your consciousness to be completely focused on emes. It's an important thing. I'm not going to get into it now, but it's an important thing, and there's no such a thing that the words that come out of your mouth are not a reflection of reality. Whatever the reasons are that we talked about last time. But Lemaisa, that's what it seems to be saying. I'm as devastated as you are. That's what it seems to be saying. Fine. I'm asking. Okay, we say the Shabbat Bracha speech. Especially your Shabbat Bracha speeches. You know, Adarab, on some speeches, I feel Yomer Emes ain't shaming like. You know, we know, it's Muchzik. True, okay, Shkaya. Okay, but sometimes it's not true. But sometimes you go over to someone and you deadpan and you say something and he goes, really? Are you joking? You're really joking, right? That means he's not sure if he's telling the truth or not. Is that true? Have you ever, you don't have to be, say you're a very Barab, but have you ever been in such a situation? It sounds like it's a problem. It's, I don't know if it, you know, it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch not to, maybe to, he says Midas Chasidov, but it sounds like it's Hepech Ratz and Abayri Yisbarach to me. What? Yeah, we'll see in a second. Midvar Sheker Tircha. Yosef, you have any reason why it should not? Are they Sheker? All right, so the Mishnah Rambam says not that way. We'll see ourselves. All right, we'll read another few lines. Puma Shekosov, this is what's written in Mishlei. This is the Chacham. Devar Sheker, any word of Sheker, yis not tzaddik. A tzaddik hates. Puma Shebol of Azor, and on this it says the Azor, the Lav Yosef, Midvar Sheker Tirchuk. Keep away from Sheker. V'tira, and look carefully, he says. Shalai Omar mi Sheker Tishomer. He doesn't say be careful not to lie. Ela Midvar Sheker Tirchuk. Be far away. Rachay. Be far away from any Sheker. L'ha'ir Oysonu. To be me'ir us. Al ha'herchik ha'gadol. On the tremendous distance. V'habricha ha'rabba. And on the great running away. Fleeing. Shetzarech levrayach, he said, that we have to flee from Sheker. Ukvar Nemar, and the Pasuk already says in Svanya, She'eris Yisrael, Yasu Avala, Klal Yisrael, don't do crookedness, while Yadabru Kazav, they don't speak lies, V'layim Tzabafiyam Lash and Tarmas, there isn't a language of trickiness in their mouths. The Chachamenu Zal Omru Chaisamay Shalakadish Baruch Hu Emes, the seal of Hashem is Emes. This is an interesting thing also that I get to the jokes. V'vadai She'im Ha'emes, Hu Masher Bokhar Baya Kadish Baruch Hu Lekachtei Lechaisam Loi, Kama yiyah hafchay metu of lefan. Hashem chose emes as his seal, whatever that means. But chaysam eshal kadosh baruch hu emes. It's not funny anymore. It's not funny if this is the thing. You know. Everybody knows that sometimes it's possible to. I'll give you an example. Someone makes leitzanus of a yeshiva. I used to spend one day in that yeshiva. So you're like, okay, fine. So that's yeshiva I'm in. Big deal. You spent a year or two in a yeshiva, or you helped the yeshiva grow and develop. Many people here helped the yeshiva grow, were part of the building of a yeshiva. Suddenly you start taking it personally. What do you say about the yeshiva? Tell me, stop taking it personally. Because the more karev it is to your heart, the more chashuv something is to you, it's not, like, that's like I'm just joking. Like, it's not funny. It's not funny. Say a joke about your own yeshiva. It's not funny. Right? And everyone could be laughing, but for me, it's just not funny. You know, everyone has experienced something like that, where the joke gets just a little bit too close to home, and suddenly it loses all humor. Emes is the chaysomei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not funny. It's not a joke. It's just not funny. It's chaysomei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The opposite of emes is the opposite of chaysomei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it seems to say here. Rabbi said, you know, help me out. That's what it seems to be saying. Yes, and so it seems to be saying. I don't remember being so traumatized the first time around. Maybe Chazara makes it sharper. That's what it seems to be saying. Okay, so that's what it means. Everybody knows it's a joke.
Why?
I'm not talking about that case. I'm talking about the other 75% of the lies that we say. How often? How it's amazing. Just little jokes. When you're in yeshiva, it's almost like, I mean, we live on this stuff. A little joke here, a little joke there. That's what it seems like. That's the Pashan reading.
So we established that.
This is why Zevi doesn't read Mesil Sisharim's inside. Mesil Sisharim's inside. I don't know if I was allowed to say that. I don't know if I was allowed to say that.
You have to take every word literally.
What?
You have to take every word literally.
I don't know. He wasn't kidding around when he wrote this. Let's just read to the end. I don't want to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu alo emes azhara rabba, and Hashem gave a tremendous azhara about emes. Dabru v'omar, and he said, the Navi Zechariah said, Dabru emes ish el re'eyu. Speak emes, a person to his friend. V'omar, and it says, v'hucham b'chesed kisei v'yoshav olav v'emes. I think it's talking, I really have to check again, if it's talking about the Malchus Yisrael or the Malchus Shemayim. I have to check that up. The Omar and the Navi said, "V'yomer ach ami heima, they are my nation." This is a very scary line here. Bonim, their sons, they're my nation. Their sons, which is more chaviv? The Lashon Ami or the Lashon Banim?
Banim.
Banim lo yishakeru. They're sons who don't lie. Halomad, so you see, shezeh toli bezeh. That one is toli and the other. You want to be considered Hashem's son? Don't knock his seal. Scary thoughts. The Omar and the Navi says, "What?" No, he's going on Bonim Lo Yishakeru. The Omar v'Nikra Yerushalayim Ir HaEmes. The Navi says Yerushalayim is called Ir HaEmes. Lahagdil Chashivusa, to increase its Chashivus. So you see the Chashivus of Emes. Ukvar Amu Zichron Lavracha V'Doyver Emes B'Vavik Yigayim Rav Safra. Most people know this Gemara. The Rav Safra that even what he thought in his heart. Talking about it's a whole story that you can look up the Gemara. But even what he thought in his heart that he's gonna how much money he's gonna take for something. Even though afterwards the guy offered to give him much more, no, he stuck to what he thought in his heart. That's how much MS was, even though Al Pidin was 100% mutter to take it for the higher price. To show you how far MS goes, the Gemara brings three exceptions, but to change his words at all. One of the marks of a Talmud Chacham is someone whose words reflect reality. The last mission in the first parak of Avos. The world is standing on emes. Im kein, therefore, misha doiver sheker, someone who speaks lies, ke'ilu noitel yisaydei shalaylam, it's as if he's taking away, the world is standing on something, he's taking away the support. The world comes tumbling down. Ke'ilu noitel yisaydei shalaylam. Ve'ahepech mizeh, misha zohir be'emes, and the opposite, someone who's careful about emes, ke'ilu mekayim yisaydei shalaylam. U'kvar sibru oimer zechoyen levrach, an incredible gemara. Me'oisei hamokim, they spoke in the gemara about a place, Shahayu Zahirim Be'emes, they were very careful to speak the truth. Shalihaya Malachamavis Shailit Sham. The Malachamavis was not Shailit over there. He spoke the truth, the Malachamavis was not Shailit over there. Unbelievable thing. Unbelievable thing. There's no Malachamavis. In light of what we spoke about last time, if the Emes brings out the truth, Tzelem Elohim, so we understand why there would be a greater Chiyus and a greater Kesher to the Rabbi Nishalaylam. People who spoke Emes. Ulafisha Ishtai Shal Rabbi Pliny Shinsa Bidvarea, the wife of a certain Tana, changed her words. Even though she had a good purpose for it. Gersa Bohem Malachamavis. Malachamavis started to cause problems with them. Acha Gershua Misham, until they chased her out. Because of this problem, the Chazri L'Shalvasa, but then their peace remained. The Malachamavis left them again. The Ein Tzorech Laharich B'davar Hazeh. We don't have to be Mayrech about this. Shehaseichel Mechayevay. The Seichel is Mechayevit. The Hadas Machrichay. And a person's Das means that it understands that it must be so. This is what we learned today. Keeping what the Alta says in mind, I don't know, I'm still looking, I don't think that we found it. We're sitting around the table. There's a Shtegel Tzibur over here. We're sitting around the table. We haven't found a Heter, something to keep in mind. We haven't found a Heter, according to the Mesillas Yesharim, to make a joke. That's a lie. To deadpan something, to say something, and that's not what happens. Did you hear such a stuff? Really? No, I'm just joking. You're not allowed to do that. Let's all of us, today is Tuesday, tomorrow's Wednesday. Let's see if over the day, let's try to pay attention a little bit to how we talk and see over the day how often it comes up. And not be mishana b'diburay at all. Not to change a word from the truth. Everything should be a complete, absolute reflection of reality. Let's see what it feels like. One day, let's see what it feels like. Even just to notice it, how often it comes up. We'll do that experiment. Thank you.